Amen. My good people, we spend an awful lot of time complaining about practically everything you can think of under the sun, whether it's things aren't going my way, or so-and-so is not being as nice to me as he or she should, or God is sure taking his time and straightening this mess out, or etc., etc. But do we ever stop and think? Do we ever stop and question the amount of patience, the extreme amount of patience that God is having with us, with each individual one of us? Let us take a deep look inside ourselves and around ourselves and place ourselves in his position. If I was God, would I be as patient with myself and with my neighbors as he is being? And yet, when my neighbor offends me, in what insignificant way does that compare with how much God is offended when I offend him? The problem we have with God is that for most of us, yes, we know he's there, but we can't see him, so he's not really that real for us. And out of sight, unfortunately, is out of mind in most cases. If we were to get in the habit, into the practice, into the way of life, of walking always in the presence of God, of no matter how busy we become, no matter how tough things become, we always realize, we feel his presence right beside us at all times. That doesn't mean that we have to constantly be thinking of him or talking to him. No. But just like with someone you love very much, even though you're not in the same room, you're still very much aware of that person's existence and of your love for that person. It's the same way with our Lord. He is that real, and we must become aware of that realness. If we could but understand how much it hurts him. Yes, I know, God is a spirit, and spirits can't feel. But my good people, love can and does feel. Not in the way maybe that we can comprehend, but love, especially infinite love, does feel and is hurt when one of his subjects, one of his creatures, whom he created only out of his love, and to be able to enjoy that love with him. When he sees that creature strutting about life with an indifferent attitude, or a forgetful attitude, or I don't give a care attitude, think of the thorn that that soul is driving into that heart. That is me that is driving that thorn into that heart. That is each one of us. We must take time out. I don't care how busy we are. I don't care how much is depending upon us. I don't care if we are Atlas and holding the whole world on our shoulders. But we must, each one of us, take time out. Much time out. Even if it is little bits of time here and there. And become intimate with our Lord and his heart and his love, to the point where we understand what patience really is, what generosity really is, what love really is. The Feast of Pentecost is coming up very shortly. And yet, does that have any more meaning to us than the other two persons of the Most Blessed Trinity? Unfortunately, Christian art has chosen a bird, a dove, to represent the third person of the Holy Trinity. I personally feel that is most unfortunate. The third person of the Blessed Trinity is every bit as real as God the Father and God the Son. Every bit as much a person as we understand the persons of the Blessed Trinity to be. Every bit as powerful, every bit as much a God. Let us go to the Holy Spirit as we go to our Lord and our Father and beg them and beg him, three in one. We don't have to understand God. No, at least not to the extent that God understands himself. That is impossible. But we must understand God as much as we can understand him, which is extremely limited. But above all, even beyond understanding, it is love that counts. Love loves even when it doesn't understand. Love is patient when it doesn't understand why it should be patient. Love loves even when it seems the most foolhardy thing in the world to love. So my good people, let us take this very special period of time in our lives, Pentecost and Easter, which are the two greatest feasts, even above Christmas. Let us take this most precious time, especially during these most troubled times, and let ourselves go, let ourselves fall into that most sacred heart, into that infinite font of love. Let us learn to feel, at least in a very small degree, some of what God Himself feels when a sinner goes astray, or when an average Catholic wanders through life giving just enough to get to heaven. What a cop-out, and how that must hurt that heart. Let us love God enough to where we offer ourselves to Him to use as He wants. Let us offer up our impatience, our uncharitableness, our lust, our anger. Let us work on conquering all of those and give that to our Lord to help pull out some of those thorns that even we ourselves are driving into that most sacred heart. May God bless us all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And may His peace truly remain with each one of us, now and forever. Amen.